interesting for me how first few sentences or words that are exchanged when you first get here sets the tone for me for our Dharma talk. So the conversation was around, am I taking your seat? And whose seat is this? And then I said, wherever we are, that's our seat. So where's your home? One of the things a good meditator will discover, as opposed to someone who may just be daydreaming, not really focusing on learning to be in touch with just this right here, right now, breath, experience, body, mind, all of it, is that wherever you are, you're home. Ultimately, that's the place that we get to, ultimately. Because that's where we already are. We just are not comfortable with it because we think we need to be somewhere else. Because we're not content with our understanding of self and who we are. There's some dis-ease with life. Once we're comfortable with how things are, we're at home. But how to get comfortable with how things are? We call this a practice center. So meditation is like any other kind of exercise. My teacher in Germantown, I've said this before, used to say this is the best exercise. Meditation is the best exercise. And when I thought about exercise, when he said that, I thought about, exercise, walking, running, lifting weights, swimming, being active physically. How can sitting still be exercise and not moving be exercise? The best exercise, in fact. But over the years, I tend to agree with him because everything else comes from there. Just take the simple thing of breathing. We say, well, we're all breathing. But really being aware of your breath coming and going. Breath is life. You can't get any more intimate than that. Here we are. So no matter where you are, no matter what cushion you're sitting on, no matter what country you're in, you have your breath. There you are. As long as you are alive, you're breathing. Such a simple technique we keep saying when you're sitting to just keep coming back to your breath. Let go of the train of thoughts or, the aches and the knees and the other things that may be going on, your shopping list. One of the things that was going on for me in June, I'm going to be in Budapest for about 10 days with Chungan Sonim, and I'll be doing a retreat there and hanging out with him and his family. And then we'll do a little road trip afterwards. And Charlene and I will do some traveling before and after. And it all ends up kind of being centered around where I was born in Villach, Austria, my history with my connection to Croatia, which is where my bloodline comes from. We'll be visiting those places. So, where am I at home? Am I at home in Villach, Austria, where I was born? In Croatia, where my genes are from? In Budapest, where wonderful Zen master teacher is and I sit with? Is it right here, right now? So, being comfortable with where I am, because this has been part of my journey here this evening, sitting and meditating, anticipating what this trip is going to be like and planning and thinking about it and all that keeps coming up, right? I keep coming back to my breath, but it keeps popping up. I'm going over in my mind the conversation I need to have with Sunim about our road trip. So there's things like that. And we all have those things. They all come and they go. But that's just activity. That's just things that were the active mind. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not trying to stop it. I just acknowledge it, come back to my breath, and then I'm home. And then I remind myself, in Budapest, I need to be home. In Vienna, I need to be home. In Sarasota, I need to be home. This is home. There's so many distractions, so many things in life that drag us here and there. But in our practice, by just coming back to the breath over and over and over again, we're learning to be centered, be grounded, be clearly right here, right now, just the way it is. Ah, such a relief to be home. Right? No. Oh, I know. So this sounds a bit like a fairy tale because we have things that aggravate our lives and pressures and things that we need to do. All those things are just going to be there. Why not just be at home? You're still there. You'll be in better condition to deal with them if you feel at home than if you feel out of sorts. So if you feel out of sorts, you come back to your breath and you just calm down and you get to that place where you feel okay. This feels right. Now I can take on whatever this task is or this situation that I need to address. And I just keep coming back. The breath is such a wonderful tool for becoming centered. It's our life. It doesn't get more essential than that. So when I say sit like your hair's on fire, I'm talking about pay attention to your breath. Stop daydreaming. Stop anticipating. Stop thinking I'm not a good person, whatever else you're reminiscing about over there or over here, this or that. Just right here. Just be right here right now. Because this is where you are. This is home. And then all of the other things, those are not who you are. Those are just your circumstances, the phenomena, karma, whatever you want to call it, things that you're dealing with. It's fine. And the more you can keep coming back to being centered in yourself and comfortable with that, the more these other things, relationships, it just seems to go smoother and easier. If I'm stressed out and I go to cook dinner, things get thrown on the floor and chaos starts happening all around me till I take a breath and go, get hold of yourself. And then I start noticing how beautiful it is, that red onion I just cut and the layers. And how fortunate I am to have these beans right now. Very simple, simple things that take me away from the great catastrophe of life as it appears in the moment. The other thing that breath teaches us is the rising and falling. So we could be stressed out in this moment, but in the next moment we're not. So who's the winner here? This topsy-turvy up and down seesaw, is that the winner? The breath is the center, pendulum, that all goes up and down on. It's not that it's not important. It's there to deal with, fine. That's not who you are. Come back to this. I love the technique of bowing with our hands together like this. That's so common in so many cultures. I mean, think about what this represents. And when you really do it sincerely and honestly, completely, with your whole being, you're centered. It's not that you're giving yourself away to someone. You're totally centered. And yet, there's this great appreciation for what's there in front of you. You know? So being a, quote, spiritual being or a compassionate being, it's not that hard. Come back to your breath and bow sincerely and sit like your hair's on fire. Questions, comments?
Especially like the comments about being grateful for peace and I like that in the simplicity of it. And I sometimes feel like I and whoever else will miss the point because we aren't looking low enough.
Cooking often for me is become kind of like a meditation, because really appreciating what it is that's happening right there is special. If you allow it to be, if you get out of your mind, right, be present. And it's healing. It gives you a chance to, okay.
Great line from Tim Beto. With washing the dishes, one should be thinking of washing the dishes.
I remember the first period of time that I moved into the ashram. And it was great, but it was extremely confusing. And I think that the thing that confused me the most was this insanely mundane feeling of having to sweep the floor. And I felt really strange. It was devastating to my ego. You know, I'm here alone in an empty house, essentially. And then it ended up just being lots of work, but the simplest salt of the earth style of work. There was no esoteric, lofty something or other. It was just, you know, very simple tasks all day.
I feel sorry for people that are so wealthy that they have someone else doing all that for them. It must be difficult to be in touch with your central self when you have so much responsibility you can't take care of. Cutting the beans or sweeping the floor. And our culture encourages us to think that that's success. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. So it goes. My inspiration is just to be at home wherever I am. If I can do that, cool. And it's not an easy task. You know, we have all these personality traits, and some of them can be really difficult to handle. Like, I'm very uncomfortable in large crowds. You know, so it's a challenge. Okay, now what? You know, how do I be at home in this situation? And again, simple as the breath. So when things get rough, just remember your breath. All right, we call it a night. Good night.